Now, the story of rapper Big Joss, who is definitely not making gangsta rap.
Gaffer the vehicle to make my escape, manhandling your Maxima, without the parking brake. Here comes Baby Loonin, pushing a brand new smoke, Pearl Auto Union, performing precision tuning.
The latest album by Big Joss is Poor People's Day. NPR's Christopher Johnson reports that Joss uses the term underground to describe his anti-commercial sound.
It's easy sometimes to forget that rap is just part of a wider hip-hop culture. That culture also includes breakdancing, DJ artistry, and graffiti. Hip-hop's visual art is so important to some rappers, they put their graffiti name right after their stage moniker.
My name is Big Joss Loon TNS, born and raised Queens, New York.
Big Joss was spray-painting his graffiti pseudonym, Loon TNS, across New York subway cars before he ever wrote a rhyme or gripped a microphone. But in the early 80s, the city's tunnels and bridges were more than a canvas. For Joss, they were also his home.
I'm a ward of the state, basically. And I tried to avoid that by basically living on the streets of New York. But I was doing it at an impossibly young age.
Joss, born Justin Ingleton, was orphaned when he was about 4, and a family took him in. He's not sure who they were or how they got custody of him. He does recall a household full of all sorts of abuses. So before he'd become a teenager, Joss ran away. New York City streets, he figured, couldn't be worse than his violent, explosive home life.
Riding on the trains actually more or less kind of helped me stay alive because it allowed me to navigate through the city and find the safest and the worst parts. And I used to go back and forth to both, basically, just so I can kind of get infused with what the reality of life, which smacks you in the face when you're a homeless 12-year-old.
As an adult, Joss rapped about his childhood home and homelessness in the song dedicated to P.E.O.
I used to hate the holidays. It was always a week of tension to pound sticks up. And usually by the second week of January, things would erupt. And hopping on a school night, doing a winter storm, find it down. By then it was no problem to yell, yo, get the f*** out. 11 p.m., 6 inches of falling, ain't nobody out. And as I walk through the block, I could feel the people sleeping as I passed their house.
Life on the streets gave Joss a rugged and immutable sense of self-determination. It also gave him intimate exposure to rap, which was coming of age as Joss was entering his late teens. In the early 90s, he went from fan to musician, teaming up with two other New York area artists and forming the group Company Flow.
We all just had an intense love for hip-hop, to the point that we all had a perfect ideal of what that would be. And we slaved at it to basically make these records to get it out.
Early in the trio's career, Company Flow championed a fierce artistic independence that made them heroes among hip-hop fans who were already weary of rap's then-fledgling commercialism. Company Flow's first album, Fun Crusher Plus, is today a hip-hop classic packed with indie rap anthems.
The classic underground styles of the urban masters, the crazy king, three-finger cats, and sides with. I'll strike a match for your $2 MCs that can't burn. This is for your own concern. I burn images and retinas for all you just fake it. You could download my multi-disc without penetrating. Complex goals set to explode off an impact. But it seems to that disco boogie mayhem dance track.
Company Flow's indie ethic was serious unto death. When their record label Ruckus sought to team up with the majors, the group disbanded. Joss headed south to Atlanta, where he ran his own now defunct record company, Subverse Music. Last year, Joss and producer DJ G-Man joined to create the album Poor People's Day. On the new record, Joss rhymes about serious topics like global debt relief and his critique of the Iraq War. That's uncommon fare for a commercial rap, often preoccupied with material success and just having a good time. The new album's jagged rhythms and offbeat political raps make it destined to dodge big-time airplay. Joss isn't at all bothered.
This is Poor People's Day. Misery, conflict, and hardship.
I'm an MC. I deal with word flippage basically all day long. And I have the opportunity to actually say something poppy and radio friendly, I guess. But there's too many other pressing issues. I mean, we've only got certain countries that's doing well. Majority of us ain't. So I'm not going to sit here and rhyme about watches or jewelry or anything else. Them days is pretty much over.
We also bail out your country by privatizing your energy reserves. While poverty is spreading like wildfire, you let them drown in debt on compounded interest. Disease, pollution, prostitution, and child labor. Billions living in repression every day.
Today, Big Just the rapper is using the same lessons he learned on the city streets to defend his artistic freedom. He demands total say-so in all his projects, including an upcoming Company Flow reunion. Just says being able to make music as he sees fit trumps the financial lure of a major label contract.
It's not economics for me. The word is what's most important right at this point in time for me. I exist through this. I exist through love. And I only present that to others. And I have fun doing it.
Christopher Johnson, NPR News.
Sleep is death, death, shroud of the silence. Coward individuals who meant to make me keep quiet.
There's more music by Big Joss at our website, npr.org.
The significance of nothing said is priceless. To your corporate controllers, talk kills. Silence is golden. So while you gracelessly remain silent, yo, we silently taking over.